Good morning. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. It's Hayden Douglas with KILJ from the KILJ Newsroom. I told you earlier today we were going to have some guests with us. I have the CEO and General Manager, Kevin Wheeler of Axis Energy Cooperative, and Kurt, how do I say the last name?
Loewenberg.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. The Safety Director with Axis Energy Cooperative in here today. Harvest season, I don't know, we're about 10 days into the season. It feels like maybe a little bit more. But as the listeners are listening this morning, they're seeing more equipment on the roadways coming in and out of the two-lane roads, maybe some bigger roads through some of our smaller communities. So today we wanted to talk about some of the safety aspects of those on the roadway, and then just, you know, these are big machines out in the fields. Power lines are over this. And, you know, we saw it yesterday in Wapello, an incident where a truck caught fire. So we just want to cover all these things. So, Kevin, Kurt, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So I know we just kind of want to drive the conversation as precautionary measures for everybody to kind of be alert and aware of what to do, what to look out for, and stay safe through the harvest season. So I didn't know if, Kurt, if you kind of want to just jump in with a general statement, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Yeah, so it is harvest season. Unfortunately, this is a busy time for not only the farmers, but for us. Most of our contacts with power lines do come either during planting season or harvest season because of the equipment. Unfortunately, we know it's probably we're gonna have a couple this fall, and we just want to talk about what to do, what not to do, so everyone stays safe on that aspect.
And so, you know, I guess just jumping right into it, it's kind of, you know, you can't avoid the power lines up there. They're there, but you got to kind of learn to manage and be around them. So let's talk about, I guess, from the harvesting standpoint, from the farmers, the equipment operators, what are some of those things that they just need to, you know, before they start their day, kind of be on the lookout for?
Well, you know, I think one of the things, equipment's getting bigger.
Yes.
And you drive down the road, or the farmers drive down the road, we all do. The auger stowed. I mean, you got to think when they get in that field, they need to just look up and pay attention to kind of be aware of their surroundings, whether it's the auger off the combine, the auger off the auger cart, or when they're moving the auger on the bin. Just take a few extra seconds, look up to see what's there. I think that's the biggest thing. We call the look up and live look, to say just take a few extra seconds to make sure. And I think also you got to look, you know, these guys are driving down the road. They're trying to get from one field to another. Take a few seconds. Move over, slow down, and it's no different when our guys are out working alongside the roadway. We try to get off, identify our workspace the best we can, but sometimes it's just hard if we just take a few extra seconds. We're all in a hurry, but take a few extra seconds.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's sort of, you know, I hate to use the word inevitable, but, you know, it's sort of one of those things that does happen. So let's, in the instance that it does happen, what are, you know, some of the things that you should do as far as, you know, being in one of these machines or nearby the machines? Because I know it's live power, it's dangerous. So what are some of these safety things as far as in the event of something does happen?
So with the times now, usually everyone has a cell phone, and we've been seeing it with the accidents. A lot more people are staying in the machines, which is the right thing to do.
Okay.
I know when an accident occurs or something like that happens, the first thing we want to do is get out of the machine and assess the damage of what we did or what happened. But the main thing is to stay in the machine, either call 911 or call our office, 319-385-1577, and we will dispatch the closest individual or the closest employee to go out to the scene to make sure it's safe for everyone, because that's the main thing.
So I guess I'm from the city, and I don't harvest, farm, anything like that. What is it that, you know, when these come in contact with the power line, what is it that causes the immediate danger to the situation?
Well, it's not always just contact to the power line. I mean, they could actually break a pole off or hit a guy wire. I mean, this is all part of what we call contact. It's not just physical contact with the power line, which makes since I'm looking outside through the window and I see a power line with an excavator sitting behind it, we're at the time of year where everybody's trying to get everything done before wintertime. Mm-hmm. You know, just take a few extra seconds. You know, those excavators are 35, 40 feet long on some of those booms. Well, our poles are 40 feet long, putting the ground a little bit. They're easy within reach, but I mean, these guys are, everybody's in a hurry, right? And mm-hmm, that's what sure. we're trying to just take a few extra seconds, whether, you know, we identify our guy wires by putting markers on them, but I mean, they can take a disc and catch the corner of a pole. So that's what we call a contact. So okay. It's not just a physical contact with the power line, mm-hmm. but basically an accident that we would have. We call everything like that an accident, but we have to go out and look at it to see what it is, whether, mm-hmm. and our guys don't know when they get out there, whether that's still energized or not. So for somebody to jump out and say, oh, that's fine. The thing is, if you have to get out, you jump out and hop away. The only one time you want to get out if that thing's on fire. If not, you're better off to set it in there. Electricity is always looking for the quickest path to ground, any okay. and all paths to ground, and you don't want it to be you.
Sure, sure. So that's what, you know, I've heard, you know, and you mentioned it, staying inside is the safest thing to do until somebody can come in and, I guess, you know, assess and get the power shut off or moved. I think... several months back, there was a combine that had its arm stuck in a power line, and it was just easy access came out. And I think I watched him, a bucket truck, go up and maybe divert the power so that he could move the arm down and stuff. So, you know, so what are some of those things, I guess, who's, you know, aside from 911, are there some safety measures that some landowners could do to contact Access Energy Cooperative to come out maybe before the harvest and make sure everything is marked properly, things like that, so that they know where everything is?
Yeah, and the main thing is, especially like at grain bin sites or even on their farm where they have their big machine sheds and such, just take a look around, because say you upgrade a combine this year and your previous combine easily fit under the power lines. Well, mm-hmm. obviously they're bigger and stuff. So it mainly goes back to being aware of your surroundings. And if you see something that, even if it's not, but if you see something that doesn't look right to you, call us. We're happy to come out, check it out, make sure everything's up to snuff on what it's supposed to be. And if it's not, then we'll work with them to make it that way.
So. Okay. I was going to say, you know, if you got bigger combines and maybe all your power lines are now too short, what's that process like, getting everything raised?
Well, that's the easiest process for okay. us. And sometimes it doesn't take much. Other times it might take a pole change, you know, to put a taller pole in there. We've also, with the help of the member or the landowner, we've also gone underground to, you okay. know, to put primary underground in to clean that space up, so okay. everything's buried and not up in the air.
Okay. Kevin and Kurt with Access Energy Cooperative, for those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking about some harvest safety around the power lines, on the roadways, in and out of the fields with the harvest machines and the farmers. Gentlemen, is there anything else that we kind of wanted to touch base on while I have you here today?
Well, I think last night, we had a little storm go through last night. Mm-hmm. I think we always want to throw that out there during storms. There's power line laying on the ground. Stay away from it.
Yes.
I mean, let the trained people do it. You know, call us. If it's not ours, it's the city's. We're in contact with each other, but at least they're trained to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. So we'll stay 50, 60 feet away from it. Just stay back from it, because sometimes we don't even know if it's energized until we get there.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's a big thing. Or if one's laying on the ground, whatever it is, just stay away from it. Let us look at it.
And as you said, Kurt, you know, if you see something that looks out of the ordinary or something that looks a little different than it did before, always make that call and let somebody know. So if anybody wants to find out any more information, get a hold of you guys, how can they do that?
Well, they can call the office at 319-385-1577 and ask for Kurt.
Okay.
He'd be happy to come out, look at anything like that if there's a question about it. You know, our big thing is look up and live, and if you see something, say something.
All right.
We can't fix it. I mean, we do inspections on our system, but things change over the times we do the inspections, so... We appreciate all of our members too.
Yep, and we have stickers that you can slap on your tractors if you need a reminder, or on any piece of equipment. We can get you materials. Pretty much any written documents that we have, we're happy to share, just to so everyone's aware.
And okay. There's a really good resource out there that we subscribe to. It's called safeelectricity.org. It's an awesome resource for, you know, homeowners, teachers, and everything that go on there. A lot of safety videos, training, and things like that. Safeelectricity.org.
Okay. Safeelectricity.org. Excellent. Kevin Wheeler and Kurt Lohenberger with Access Energy Cooperative. Thanks for coming in today, giving us a conversation on being safe out there in the fields as we continue the harvest season and staying safe away from the power.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.